From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stan Lind, reading my novel, Summer Snow. This book is dedicated to Michael H. Price, Merlin's godfather. Now let's begin with Summer Snow, Chapter 1. Breakout at Dry Creek. As a deputy U.S. Marshal, I had entered the Dry Creek jailhouse many times, but that Sunday night in the fall of 1886 was the first time I'd been taken there as a prisoner. Deputy Sheriff Glenn Murdoch shoved me across the threshold and followed me inside. "Damn, Merlin," he said. "It ain't that a lawman's never gone bad before. I just never thought you would." Glenn carried my belted six-shooter looped over his shoulder. His eyes were slits, his mouth a bitter line pulled down at the corners. He looked like a man who'd swallowed a double shot of vinegar. He poked me with the sawed-off shotgun he carried, and I stumbled and nearly fell. "Quit pushing me," I said. "It's hard enough trying to walk on these darned leg irons." "You'd be better off if you'd been wearing them last week," Glenn said. "If you'd had your ankles chained together, you couldn't have rode off on another man's horse." "Hell, I couldn't," I said. "For a horse like that Gruya, I'd have rode him side saddle." I had acquired the horse from Thane McAllister's remuda 2 weeks before. The animal was clear-footed and tough, and there was no quit in him. Trouble was, the brand on him was Thane's, not mine. When Glenn questioned my ownership, I couldn't produce a bill of sale because, well, because I didn't have one. Across the office, the door leading to the jail cells stood open. Beyond, in the gloom, the other prisoner, Rufus Two Hats, watched from his cage. I'm sure he figured out.